I feel so out of touch with what's going on at the box office. What have you got for us this week?
Well, I feel a little bit in touch. Maybe I can help a little bit.
Well, the only thing that we know is everybody walks up to us and says, have you seen Avatar yet?
Yeah, and fastest film to reach $1 billion ever. And the movie was very creative visually. It just, from a family perspective, had some things that were lacking. But let's start. Talk about today's movies. There's a movie out this week called The Book of Eli, and a lot of people are asking about it. It stars Denzel Washington, and there's a lot about the film I really like. It's a post-apocryphal world that he lives in. Earth has been annihilated by wars, and there's one copy of the Bible left. Now, you have to kind of stretch your imagination to figure that out. That happened, but Denzel feels God has called him. He doesn't know exactly what, but God said, walk west and carry the Bible, and he's been protecting it at all costs. And at all costs means sometimes very violently, including a mercy killing after he cuts off a guy's arm. It's like, okay. But there's also a lot of harsh language in this film. So, yes, there's some things I like about it. It has a great respect for the Bible, but it's hardly a family film.
Wow.
Another film out this week with a lot more potential is Jackie Chan's The Spy Next Door. Billy Ray Cyrus is in it, George Lopez. This is not high art, but looking for something to take the kids, I think it has potential. I gave it a 3.5 out of 5 for family friendliness. One thing to consider that parents will need to consider, the boy in this film, and Jackie Chan is a super spy, but he's kind of hiding out as a pen salesman, falls in love with this woman next door. She has 3 kids. One of those kids, this boy, says something about enjoying the Playboy channel. Okay, families can talk through it, but it's there. I just wouldn't give that a pass if it was me taking my kids to this film.
So wow. It sounds like we just have a couple of things to kind of wade through, but other than that...
It had definitely a film I think that the families can enjoy, the younger kids alike.
And we're in that part of the year where the movies are just not pouring out as many as they were for a while.
Right, because a lot of it, they tried to get out before Christmas or on Christmas Day, and so we're a little bit more of a lag right now.
Well, thank you so much, Bob.